Moscow's Lefortovsky court confirmed that it received an appeal from lawyers against the detention of Evan Kerskovich, a correspondent of the Wall Street Journal newspaper. The court had ruled that he would have to spend Easter behind bars and should be detained until at least May 29th. Kerskovich was detained in the Russian city of Ekaterinburg on March 29th and flown to Moscow, the capital, on espionage charges. The Wall Street Journal has strongly denied the suggestion that Kerskovich could have been involved in espionage. Friends and colleagues have described the charges as absurd. Yet the journalist now faces up to 20 years in prison, if convicted, in a case condemned by the West as tantamount to hostage-taking. The chief of the NATO military alliance, which welcomed Finland as its 31st member, was among those condemning the journalist's detention. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he supports the United States in its call for his immediate release.
His arrest is of great concern. It is important to respect freedom of the press, the rights of journalists, and the rights to ask questions and to do their job. So therefore, we call on his immediate release.
The American correspondent's troubles underscored broader concerns about the perceived lack of press freedom and related dangers journalists face in Russia. The U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists says as many as 82 journalists and media workers have been killed in Russia since 1992. Among them was Anna Politkovskaya, a journalist and human rights activist who was murdered after reporting on political events and the war in Russia's region of Chechnya. While a handful of men were jailed for the murder, it remains unclear who ordered or paid for the contract killing in an elevator of her Moscow apartment block on October 7th, 2006. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.